Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to hell, bitch. Car, keys, wallet, now.
Yo, and welcome back to Drunk World Order with the host, the man that is more insane than Alex Jones, Drunk Bone. Today's topic is going to be Mark Zuckerberg being exposed for trying to read your mind. He has plans to implant some kind of device in your brain so that when you think something, it'll post to Facebook. You can go into virtual reality, be in virtual reality with your friends just by thinking. Send a message to your friends just by thinking, but you got implanted in your brain. But do you really want Facebook and Zuckerberg to be reading your every thought, your every conversation? I mean, right now you have a choice. You can get on there and say something. You can make it private. But can you really, really get away with it? I don't know. All I got to say is he's going down. You're not going to get away with this. We will not be dehumanized. We are not sheep. We will not have something implanted in our brains. Artificial intelligence is artificial. Human intelligence is infinite. It is power. It is real. Don't you ever try to screw with me is the message of today. And I'm getting a little too worked up. I'm getting a little too pissed off. I'm a little fucking insane. Oh yeah, it's rated R, so we're cussing. It's going to get fucking crazy. We might take some callers towards the end of the show. But right now we're going to go to a music break so I could promote this. This is No Longer the Hero with their hit single, On My Way Remix. Thank you.
I see the sky turning gray.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
Still I run after you, I feel it doesn't matter how I feel until I open doors. Trapped inside of a cortex, numb vortex of solar panels giving me reflections. They told me run until I can no longer hear the people screaming at the sight of all the imagery, the shadows run. There is an evil, there is only a contemporary, born to be a visionary, torn between the mysticism and the physical, physically analytical. History is invisible, the leashes of empiricism. Hey, I called upon a higher power, maybe to figure out the reason for complexity. Until you're next to me, visible as a light and power, I'll keep you in the deepest fathoms of my melody.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
I'm sick of resisting repetition. Reputation is hardly a justifiable reason to see a liable swimming through different exhibitions. I'm not a dreamer, only having repeat offenses. I drink the water, but don't need to clear my senses. Fill the fences, I bet it would mean the world, but I'm really not trying to reference all the difference I was messing with. Nah, sick of getting the silent treatment. Hold the gavel to my head and shoot my dirty secrets. The anatomy held up inside my sanity certainly makes a man of me want a rich reading hit the deep end. It was written in the hieroglyphics. You never can outgrow the outer lid, miss. So by sitting, I'm reminiscing on how maneuvers can make or break the impression from overthrowing rulers.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
On my way, I see the skies are turning gray.
And we are back on Drunk World Order. Tonight's topic, Mark Zuckerberg exposed for trying to read your mind. And I was just thinking, people aren't going to go for this. You know, we don't need to even be on Facebook. There's new apps. There's new websites. There's a new website. I forget what it's called, but it's an alternative to Facebook and Twitter. You know, Facebook is already fucking up. They're trying to censor posts. Oh, and they try to censor the fake news. Ended up censoring the websites of the mainstream news as well. I think it's time people just give up on this dinosaur. Facebook, your destiny is to become the next MySpace. The only thing keeping your empire alive, let's admit, is Instagram. So that'll be going down soon. Everybody's going to live streaming. And Facebook Live sucks because no one's going to pay to promote it to their friends. People want to get the views right away. And if you can't provide that, everyone's going to go to LiveMe. They're going to go to Busker. They're going to go to Periscope. That's the new thing. You go on Facebook, nobody's there. Nobody's talking. It's just people talking to themselves. It's just little posts, you know, where people, like, get two likes, maybe lucky if they get one comment. I go to apps like LiveMe. There's so many people in the chat room. Click, like, thousands of likes, thousands of views, people making money, getting gifts. Oh, yeah, LiveMe, you could also make money. Can you do that on Facebook? No. So either way, back to Zuckerberg. He thinks he's going to rule the world. Him and Google and Apple, they're all fighting for world domination. What they don't realize is that people could go to another platform, other OS systems, other companies, and they can be free of the control system. So, you know, people are dumb. Some people say, oh, yeah, machines are going to take over. There's nothing we could do. It's like, you idiot. That's if you buy the fucking stuff. You don't need to buy the smart devices. You don't need to be on Facebook, period. Boycott, boycott, boycott. Even more, I say, take a fucking sledgehammer to all these smart devices and crush them to pieces, and then we'll see how fucking smart they are. Because I'm starting to get pissed off. I don't think they know who they're screwing with. But they're going to find out with the new episodes coming out. Because I'm getting fired up. And Stephen Colbert, how dare you make fun of Alex Jones? Alex Jones is a man working for freedom. Colbert, you're part of the New World Order. You are an Illuminati agent. And you will be exposed. Zuckerberg is Illuminati. Facebook is Illuminati. Colbert, you are Illuminati. I got to give you some credit, though. When you took your pants off and rubbed chili all over yourself, that was kind of funny. And when you put salt on your ding-dong and said it was crack, that was actually kind of fucking crazy. I don't think Alex ever went that far with it. But, yeah, man, you went all out with that character. You're still Illuminati scum. That doesn't change the fact. And so, I'm just saying, people, just be aware of this. I'm not trying to scare you. This has just been statements that Zuckerberg made, his plans. And, you know, everyone, like I said, doesn't even need to be on Facebook. People could chat on LiveMe. It's even better. Video chat with chat rooms. They have direct messaging there. It's just a better system, in my opinion. But, yeah, I don't even have Facebook on my phone because it tracks you. Oh, yeah, Facebook on your phone tracks everywhere you go and records it, like all your location stuff. I don't know if it matters if your location is enabled or not, but, yeah, it tracks you. So be aware. But I don't care because I'm in this thing to fight. I'm not afraid of Zuckerberg or Facebook or any computer artificial intelligence because I am the terror of the flaps in the night. I am your worst nightmare. I am Darkweed Duck. Yeah, you weren't expecting that, were you? Exactly. You weren't expecting it. But then it came like a shadow under the moon. You see, I only do what other people dream. The difference between me and Alex Jones is that I'm not acting. I'm actually crazy enough to take your system down and bring freedom back to the world, freedom back to the universe. That's right. Because we're here to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and you can't handle the truth. You can't handle it, Zuckerberg, if that even is your real name, which I'm pretty sure that's just an alias. Either way, guys, I'm getting a little too crazy. I have a little too much alcohol in my coffee this morning. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to play a song called Socky Boy Theory, Don't Bury Me. He's being promoted by Jarrell under Lyrical Innovation, a new company. Go hit up Lyrical Innovation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send them a message. Get your stuff promoted for free, and then they can work on a pricing plan, but they will get you views. They will get you followers. They will get you listens, and they'll get you played on this show, Drunk World Order, but also Drunk Talk Radio. So here's the song, Socky Boy Theory, Don't Bury Me. Enjoy. And then we'll probably take callers in the last 10 minutes. Thank you. What a great song from Socky Boy Theory. Don't Bury Me is the name of the song. Go check him out on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, I assume. You can probably just Google it. Yeah, because you can Google everything. But guess what you can't Google? motherfuckers, you can't Google my mind. That's right, because my mind is hidden 20 feet below the ground, encrypted behind 5 darknets, behind 5 proxy servers, behind all kinds of other shit, 20 VPNs, trying to get through that fucking New World Order. Yeah, let's get nuts. Because you think Alex Jones is crazy? Well, I'm beyond insanity and psychosis. I'm on the level of mystic genosis. You know, I'm fucking crazy. I'm the next generation of psychotic conspiracy guys. And I challenge Mark Zuckerberg to a battle of wits. I forgot what I was going to say, but this is unscripted. And that's how you know it's real. What I want to say is that you don't rule my life. You don't rule the world. You don't own my soul. We use your platform to communicate and make money. It is a tool. It is not something I want in my fucking brain. The only thing that belongs in my brain is my personal private thoughts. Your fucking machines aren't worthy of going into the majestic, magical realms of my poetic, artistic, and spiritual self. You're not worthy. And I'm just letting you know, Zuckerberg, sooner or later, things are going to change. People are going to wake up. And they're not going to put up with it anymore. So, in closing, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another crazy episode of Drunk World Order. When we get drunk, we go insane, and we expose the truth. We're going to have some guests on later on in the future. We're going to try to do at least one or two of these a week. If I could actually find news that's awesome and topics that are awesome, maybe once a day. If not, look out for my other show, Drunk Talk Radio, which focuses more on music, hip-hop, and just having fun and drinking beer. It's a little lighter show. But make no mistake, we're going to keep it going with this. We're not going to stop. They tried to shut us down once. It didn't work. Your stipulations didn't work on me. Your mind control doesn't work on me. Your intimidation doesn't work on me. This spiked coffee is good. Guys, if you've never done it, when you wake up in the morning, have some coffee with some whiskey in it. You will love it. Now, that's Drunk World Order confirmed. Because I'm not here to care about the goals of the New World Order. We're trying to bring in the Drunk World Order, ladies and gentlemen. We will not be stopped. We will not back down because I am a human being. I like to eat pizza. I like to drink beer. I like to fist fight. I like to play arcade games from the 80s. I like to listen to music on compact disc, not digital format. I don't need to buy everything on iTunes. I like to go to this thing called the record store. I like to use this thing called feet and legs. I put on these devices called shoes that allow me to walk around. So, I know you guys think I'm crazy now, if you didn't know it before. Well, I guess now you know. And I'll tell you what, you know, this is not just against Zuckerberg. It's just all these companies trying to take us over. But it really pissed me off that he admitted that he wants to implant stuff in people's brains and read their minds and put them on you know, social media as they think them. But, you know, you guys, you know, you could take this broadcast and record this message, shine it up real good, turn that son of a gun sideways, and stick it straight up your stupid asses. That's what you could do with this message. All these evil companies trying to rule the world, trying to monitor us, trying to advertise to us, try to make more money. You're already filthy rich. You don't need any more money. What you do need to do is PayPal me $1 million, each of you little companies, so I can retire But you know what? I still would have retired. Even from my big beach house, I would be doing the show and broadcasting it out to the world. And that's what would happen. But, you know, people just think that I'm playing games. They think this is a game. They think I'm not serious. Oh, I'm serious, all right. Seriously fucking crazy. All right, so we got 8 minutes left on the clock. If there's anyone listening live, let's see who actually listens live. The guest call-in is 347-850-1259 if you want to call in. If you don't want to call in, forever hold your peace. So what I got to say today is I think I got crazier than Alex Jones and Colbert combined on the show. But I got to give them credit because they do more than 30 minutes. I mean, on the real show. I mean, their video clips are shorter where they do little skits, but I got to give you guys credit. You guys could go for hours. I don't know how much coffee you TV hosts and radio hosts work, especially the guys that stand up to do part of the show. I'd have to be in the chair, to be honest, because I'd get tired, getting older. I need to work out more. I need to walk more. I need to get outside the house. I need to get off the internet and breathe fresh air and play with a frisbee. I think that's what I need. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I just think of saying end it all and just get a sledgehammer, break the PC, break the phone, break the laptops, break the TVs, break the games, and just go back to living like in the 1950s. Wait. The problem is, I think in the 1950s, they had TV at least. And in the 70s and 80s, they already had like Atari. So this whole thing where kids don't go outside, it didn't start just yesterday. I mean, it started with Atari and Nintendo. Of course, in the old days, we would go out to play first. Play basketball, hockey, freeze tag, dodgeball, kickball, wall ball, hopscotch, tetherball, football. Soccer ball, baseball. See how much we used to play with balls when we were young? Yeah. That's the thing. We used to get out and play, and then we'd come home at night when it got dark, and that's when we'd play Sega Genesis, Nintendo, or watch a VHS tape, or watch Married with Children, or wherever the hell it was that we liked to watch or do. You know, it was a great era for TV. A lot of good stuff. We had, you know, Married with Children and stuff back then. And what do we have now? Well, The Blacklist is actually kind of good, and so is Gotham. But that's not the point. The point is this: Zuckerberg has been exposed. Drunk World Order on the rise. More new music coming soon. Send me your track if you're crazy. Send me your track if you have powerful, inspiring music for me. And we will play it on Drunk World Order. But I got one last message for Zuckerberg. You will not read my mind. You will not own my soul. You will not profit from my thoughts, for my thoughts are sacred. And you have no idea who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the will of the people, and the people will not be trolled. We're not your sheep. You're not going to hook us in with your stupid little reaction faces where it's happy, sad, angry. With you think because you put a colored background with words as a meme is an option now, we're going to stay on Facebook. No. People are leaving in droves. All the young people have left. It's just us older folks that are next. You might have Instagram, but how long is that going to last? And you're never, ever going to reach your dream of implanting shit in my brain. Because my brain would overload any chip you put in it. It's so advanced. It's like a million supercomputers running at quantum speed on like T1 connection, fiber optic, Wi-Fi, G10 that hasn't even been invented yet. And it would just overload your circuits. That's how powerful my fucking brain is. And when you understand that, Do you understand that I'm above and beyond any artificial intelligence? I taste better than any of your artificial flavors. I cough better than any of your fake Starbucks coffee. Well, I take that back. That's actually pretty good. I'm actually drinking Starbucks because I made it at home. But that's not the point. The point is this. The point is that I'm a human being with a soul, with a spirit, with a mind, with real emotions. Machines don't have feelings. They don't have souls. They're not creative. They can be programmed to take orders, to repeat knowledge, and that's all they can do. But they can't think. And even if they can't think, they don't know what they're thinking. They don't know what they're feeling. They only know what they were programmed to think. And that's why you want to put something in our brain so you can control what we think and try to shape our destinies and our futures. Isn't that right, Zuckerberg? Because you think it's real funny. You think most of us are dumb sheep. You think we're useless eaters. And you're this rich elitist. Well, guess what? With my creative power, with my knowledge, with my wisdom, I could get rich too. But guess what? I wouldn't use my power and money to control people. I would use it to empower them, to build art studios, to build music studios for young people, to build comedy skits, stages, live action, places where people could learn how to make movies, all kinds of shit, where people could have radio stations, where people could be creative. And that's why I love Live Me. People could do comedy, they could do acting, they could do TV shows, they could do any kind of show on there and make money. And they're not being censored, and they're not being controlled. You, on the other hand, offer a slavery. And I want to say on behalf of the human race, we decline your offer. We decline being enslaved. We decline being chained to your system of control. Because we will break the chains of control. We will break the mind control. Our infinite power and potential will rise and be unleashed upon the universe. And there's nothing you could do. Stop that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another epic and psychotic episode of Drunk World Order. I hope you join me next time. Stay strong, stay free, stay creative. I wish nothing but blessings, profits, money, health, and freedom to you all. Much love, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Keep moving forward, and I'll see you at the finish line. That's all I got to say. Stay tuned for more. Hey, let's have a lot of fun and drink beer every day. Thank you, and I'll see you next time, guys.